yesterday, and there's still new developments on that. John, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Well, I know we've all seen instances where couples have gotten engaged and didn't end up getting married, so let's not have the reception yet for this deal. There's still a lot of hurdles to overcome. And it is interesting, the aftermath of the announcement yesterday, Community, of course, announcing that they're going to acquire HMA. It will create the country's largest hospital chain, over 200 hospitals. Yesterday, HMA stock didn't fare well, down over 10%, and Community stock was down 3.5% also. Furthermore, Fitch Rating, that's one of the companies that gives credit ratings for companies that issue bonds, downgraded, or they actually placed Community Health Systems on what's called Ratings Watch Negative. Community is already highly leveraged, and now their bonds will, they'll have to pay more to borrow money if they issue more bonds to finance this deal. But, of course, this was all really, we've been following this story for a number of weeks because Glenview Capital, a hedge fund, announced several months ago that they had acquired almost a 15% stake in HMA. They also had a proxy fight going on where they were trying to replace the entire board of HMA. In response to that, it appears that HMA is trying to flee into the arms of Community. Well, Glenview yesterday didn't exactly give this thing a sterling recommendation. They said, quote, that the price that was announced, which was below where the stock was already trading, was, quote, an important floor. Glenview went on to say, quote, it's a step forward in the process, but more work is necessary to reach HMA shareholders' destination. HMA has indicated that they will go ahead and proceed with their fight to gain control of the board, replace the entire board, and that could happen well before this merger is consummated, if it ever is, which would be the first quarter of next year. Also, you remember the poison pill I talked about that HMA swallowed a few weeks ago to fend off the attack from Glenview. Well, now that may come back to bite them also because it requires a 70% vote of HMA shareholders to approve this merger below market value with Community. Can they get 70%? Well, who knows, because Glenview alone owns 15%. And to make it more complicated, Glenview also owns almost 10% of the stock of Community. So the whole thing's kind of interesting. As a sidebar, HMA announced yesterday the appointment of an interim president and CEO. We know Gary Newsom left when the thing was announced with the poison pill in Glenview to begin with. John Starcher Jr., who is currently the head of HMA's Eastern Group, will be the interim CEO and president. So the saga continues, and I'll keep you posted. Now, this morning, a lot of data out. We're following this closely because Ben Bernanke has indicated that they may cut back on quantitative easing. That's why interest rates have risen. That's the $85 billion a month that the government is spending to buy bonds and keep interest rates low. You know, he used to be called Helicopter Ben. Now we'll have to call him Data Ben because he says all these decisions are data-dependent. Well, today we get a ton of data. The government just released our look at the GDP, gross domestic product, for the second quarter. Kind of a dismal number, growing at 1.7%. That's not exactly blowing the doors off, but it is growth. It's better than Wall Street was expecting. And then also, another thing with this morning, we get the numbers from ADP. That's the private payroll company. They tell us that the economy generated 200,000 new jobs last month. That's better than expected. And we get the real number from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Department of Labor, on Friday. Another thing to keep in mind is that the Fed is meeting today. They will make their announcement at 1:30 this afternoon. We know that they will not do anything in terms of changing rates, but they might give us some insight into how much they're going to back off on quantitative easing, or if they do at all. And lastly, we got some encouraging news also on home prices. The Case-Shiller Index, which follows home prices in the 20 largest metropolitan areas, up 12% year over year. In Dallas and Denver, those home prices are above where they were back before the crisis happened in 2008, to the highest levels they've seen since they started tracking those numbers. Housing sector still looking pretty good.